Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Anybody in the room sleepwalk?
I don't, but someone I live with does.
No way.
Shut up. Your fiance does?
He hasn't done it since we moved into this house. But yes, he sleeps so hard. We have smelling salts in the house so that I can wake him up in an emergency if I have to.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being dead serious. Last year, he went on a cruise with his parents and got locked out of the room because he sleepwalked out the door.
Oh my
and
God.
I said, what if you sleepwalk off the ship?
It's hard to do.
Well,
you never know.
He got closer than I'm comfortable with.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he wanders and has no recollection.
Correct. Well, he'll usually wake up while walking. So he woke up outside of the cabin, I guess, on the ship.
And then was like, what?
Was like.
In his underwear.
Well, he was sharing a room with his parents.
Oh, so naked.
Sure.
Yeah, you see what I did
there?
And
he had to go down to like the lobby and ask for a key, but he didn't have identification or his phone on him. And so they just had to trust him.
He's just
him.
A strangely bearded man.
Yeah.
Standing
like,
there naked.
I need a key to this room with these like adults in it.
You're the guy that was walking the plank earlier. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Does it manifest itself like when he's more stressed or something?
New places. So it's actually interesting that he hasn't sleptwalked in this house yet.
Have you ever had to use the smelling salts?
I haven't, but I've gotten close. I also just usually kind of shout and push him really hard.
Doesn't that kill them?
Wake up, you know.
Okay.
Can you bring the smelling salts in? I've always wanted to try them.
Yeah,
do you have like
sure
a jar of them? That
yeah,
you like,
yeah, yeah. I'm sure,
oh,
I'm sure
my
I can.
God, do it.
Yeah. You really do? I do not want to
no,
do it.
No, I'm kind of curious,
I'm curious. I'm the same,
I refuse to do them. I'm sure it's fine. I just got to take them back that night because you never know what could happen.
Okay, so the reason I was thinking about this, I didn't realize we were opening a can of worms in Erica's relationship. This German dude sleepwalked, how do you say it, out a first floor window.
Jeez.
So he climbed out his first floor window, then he shimmied up the drain pipe, walked across the roof, and then fell 20 feet to the ground. I imagine.
20 feet?
That's when he woke up.
He woke up and says he lost his balance and then fell.
Okay. Oh, so he woke up like right on the edge.
I think so.
I do not like this.
So it's the waking up that did it. If he would have stayed asleep, he would have, like, he was doing all these complex maneuvers to get up there. Then the second he wakes up, he falls over.
That's the
like,
thing.
Also,
that's,
that shimmied up a drain pipe?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can see, like, if you've ever been around, like, my whole, like, my ex-wife, big time sleepwalker, and my son had it for a while.
It's so scary.
Because their eyes are, it's not like a movie where they're like zombie with the eyes closed. They're, you think they're awake. They're looking at you and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like my son would just laps around like the island in my kitchen. And I'm like, Noah, what, like, what are you? So we put the things in the house, like you, the hook and eye thing that you put on a screen door, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
We put them way up high so he couldn't get out of the house.
Hook and eye.
It's like you screw a little thing in and then the hook goes into it. So it keeps the door closed. Cause it's like.
So you had to lock him in your house.
Yes. Cause he would just wander. Like,
that's crazy.
It's, I've told this story to everybody else, but you haven't heard it. Like my ex-wife, she would wake me up in the middle of the night and go, what is that? And
no,
she'd be pointing
to
the wall and I'm like, what? She's like, it's crawling up the, and I'm like, okay. I've got shoes and I'm ready to attack. And I'm like, I'm finally like, what are you talking about? She's like, what? Why'd you wake me up? I'm like, why did I wake you up? What?
That's horrific.
Cause she's staring.
And I fear
going,
it's my future.
It is. Like, if he's a sleepwalker, this is coming.
Is he and a then, sleep talker?
Like, oh my gosh, yeah, he'll say weird things. Like, not even like fun weird things, just weird things.
That don't non sequiturs or just.
Yeah. Or he'll say something about our dog. And I'm like,
oh no.
Swanson's asleep. Like, I know he's okay, so.
But you don't know he's sleepwalking till later. You're like, oh, that's why he was talking.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's what we want to do.
I don't like it.
If you are a sleepwalker, you know a sleepwalker. And even if they're not a real one.
What do you mean a real one?
There's the other level, Ambien.
Yeah.
Oh. Ambien turns everybody. You mix a little Ambien, a little your favorite red wine. You're going to do some stuff.
That feels like we shouldn't be promoting that.
I'm not promoting it. I'm just saying if you happen to have both ingredients, just give it a whirl. But I didn't tell you to do it.
Right.
It's if you've done something epic while sleepwalking, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I had a friend who was in middle school and sounds like he was a lot like your fiance, but he woke up riding his bike just alongside the river, just down.
Alongside the river?
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand.
Just down, they just woke up and was like, oh, I guess I have to ride home now at 2
in the morning.
But
you're doing complex things.
Yes, he got all the way down there and who knows what he did. I think he worked as like a longshoreman for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows?
How?
I don't know. And then how scary do you have to feel the whole ride back? It's just like, am I awake now?
Is this real?
Yeah.
Like, what's real?
What's going on? That's what? How do you ever know if he's awake or not?
You don't.
I can usually tell like if I ask a question back
yes.
and he's like, hamburgers and stuff. And I'm like, okay. Go back to sleep, you know.
So it wouldn't work for my wife.
Right.
That's basically all I say.
Oh my God. That's so frightening.
It's so frightening. And now I'm thinking, are my kids going to be riding their bikes down by the river?
They are. Like, I swear to you, because we're she did it so much.
Is it genetic?
It feels like it is because Noah was like dead eyes looking you straight in your eyes. And you're like, Noah, what in God's name are you doing? Like, he's just.
It's genetic.
And I will say this. I had it too when I was little.
What?
Creepy.
I had it like. I no one's going to believe me because I was doing something that makes it look like I'm using the sleepwalking as an excuse, but I woke up in my parents' closet because that's where they hid their Christmas presents, but I swear to God I did not go in there. I swear.
Wow.
You're having a complex dream.
Right. I was like dreaming and I'm like, they're like, Michael, what are you doing? And I was like, I woke up and I'm like, what? Why'd you guys put me in your closet? And they're like, you came in here. You just, it's weird. When you wake up somewhere where you didn't go to sleep.
Like, yeah, how unsettling. I don't like that either.
Well, we're going to talk to nothing but unsettling people. If you got a sleepwalking problem, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for the weird things you've done while asleep. But like, yeah, got to be
sleepwalking,
walking around, talking around. Kelly?
Yeah.
Sleepwalking. What happened?
So my boyfriend is a sleepwalker, and he wakes me up every night by putting his hands inside my mouth.
That
could be worse.
That's not
could
sleep.
Could be better.
That's not sleepwalking. And it's like nightly?
It's a nightly. He'll walk. He'll stand up. He'll walk around the bed. Like he always, he's never in the bed doing it. He always walks around the bed. So I, when I wake up, it's so scary because he's like leaning over.
Is he a dentist?
No,
he's gotta be.
Is he like, trying to kill you?
No, I've asked him about it, and he gets really embarrassed. But apparently, he's like has these dreams where he's working on a farm and he's feeding deer or cow or whatever.
You don't put your hands in their mouth. And then you're in his dream, you're the whatever the wild animal.
The cute animal, yeah.
I guess so.
If my fiance was putting his hands in my mouth every night, I don't think he'd be my fiance.
You'd elope?
I know.
Well, depends what kind of context.
Antelope.
Oh.
Okay.
Because of the deer.
Yeah. I don't know what we could do. We all got it. Okay. I'm just moving past it, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Have you thought about, like, I know this sounds weird, but like strapping him down or anything?
Or sleeping in a different room with a lock?
Or putting handcuffs on him?
Or breaking up with him?
Or wearing a ball gag to sleep?
Moving out?
All good ideas. I'll
try them out. Okay. We're not helpful. Thank you for the call, Kelly. Carrie?
Yeah.
Sleepwalking. What happened to you?
Oh, my God. So when I was younger, my dad used to sleepwalk when I had overnight, and we'd be like all sleeping in the living room, and he would come out sleepwalking in his underwear and go to the refrigerator and sometimes fart right in front of my friend. Yeah.
Fart?
Okay.
It wasn't sometimes. He was no dad.
He wasn't asleep.
In his underwear?
Because he's sleeping in his underwear. That makes sense.
Yeah, he walks in and then just farts and then grabs something out of the refrigerator and then like walks away. And
so
like,
he was a sleep eater.
Like, oh my God.
So he would like literally eat in the middle of the night while unconscious.
Yes.
That's my nightmare.
Yes.
Literally.
Because you don't even get to enjoy it.
Yeah, and then you're just like gaining weight. You're like,
you
what's
can't
going
figure it
on?
Out. And you're like, all your food's disappearing. You're like,
right. And then you're farting in front of your daughter's friends.
Yeah, that is my nightmare too. So did anybody ever tell him about it, or you just held it? This is your secret.
No. Okay. We have like videos of him too.
Amazing.
Like,
my friend
made, we're gonna need to see that.
It's time to tell him.
Remix.
Yeah. It's time to tell your dad.
No.
Thank you for the call, Carrie. Nathan.
Yes.
Yeah. Sleepwalking. What happened to you?
So I got this story recalled to me by the four people that were at the house that night.
Okay.
But apparently I had fallen asleep on the couch, and in the middle of everybody playing video games, all of a sudden they said I sat straight up, eyes wide open, and I just started yelling at everybody how they were traitors and how could they possibly do that to me. No, stop talking, you're traitors. Stop. And then just went right back to sleep.
It's giving possessed.
Fully, right?
Yeah. I don't like that.
Do you think of them as traitors, and this was just your moment to like let it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Were you asleep?
Who invited Nathan?
Thanks for the call, man. What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
Becky?
Yay.
Sleepwalking. What happened to you?
So all of my family sleepwalks. One time, my husband, I was dead asleep, and all of a sudden, I heard what I thought was the dog going pee in our bedroom.
Oh, no.
I immediately shot out of bed, looked up, and it is my husband peeing all over my clothes in the closet.
No!
Murder him.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And as he's standing there with his hand up against, holding onto the closet, he goes, I'm holding up the fence.
Oh
no, you're not. No.
You're peeing on my clothes, buddy.
You're peeing all over my clothes.
Like, was he going in a zigzag pattern? Like, was he, like, getting some coverage?
No, he was not getting coverage, but it was. And then
the worst part about it is he went back to bed like nothing happened. So then I'm the one who was left cleaning it up.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Absolutely not. I would wake that man up so fast and say, do my laundry.
It's dangerous if you wake him up.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's super dangerous. Wow, that is remarkable. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's still pissed.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Becky. Jay?
Yai.
Sleepwalking. What happened to you?
Well, I mean, you know, I can agree with you the first thing about the whole chains on the doors because the kids sleepwalking, and I did it when I was a kid walking to school. But the crazy one was an Andean story. A buddy of mine, you know, sitting at the house mid-afternoon, needed a nap, took an Ambien, and basically woke up in a helicopter because he went for a motorcycle ride up 285.
Is he okay?
Yep, survived the whole thing because just like, unfortunately, like how drunk drivers are the ones that always survive.
Because he was relaxed.
He just kind of flopped on the side of the road. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't look good by any means because he wasn't wearing a helmet either.
Because so. He was asleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but he went from down in the city all the way up 285. And, yeah, his wife was like, no, he's not. I don't know what you're talking about. He's in bed.
No. What?
That's peeing terrifying. In the closet don't sound so bad. Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm trying something new. With the news or nope theme, just as the song starts, I'm going to shout out two names and they do the beginning of the song. So okay. It's not going to be just girls or boys. It could just be anyone.
Okay.
Ready? So the first notes today will be sung by Erica and... No! Everybody else! No!
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 You're a disaster!
To decide. This is news.
I thought you were going to say something
or
else.
No.
I was waiting for a second name too.
So was I. I was like,
I was going to do two names, and then it occurred to me, let's leave Erica hanging out
but,
to dry.
No, I thought you were going to do two names for the...
It's the other people in the room.
Okay.
If you had not done and, I think I would have nailed that.
Good evening.
Okay. Can we just debate what she just said? Okay. Do we think it would have been better? Like
yes! Because I would have missed the first one and then giggled my way through.
Can we create a montage of every time she's ever sang the news or nope theme and not gotten it? Has she done it without laughing once?
No, there's no evidence of you not giggling through.
Okay, so sorry. Back to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
And I'm ready to take a chance again.
What's happening?
I don't know
ready
what he's doing.
To put my
I'm so
love
close
on
to using
with
my nope.
You.
I literally don't know what song this is.
I kind of know what song it is, but here's the thing. Do you know when there's that talent show at your school and the kid goes up and you know you just got to let him have it?
Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, when you came.
Is this Barry Manilow?
Oh, happy birthday to the great.
Oh,
the great.
My God, that's what you were doing? I thought you were about to tell us he died.
No, he's 82.
Happy
and healthy
birthday.
As ever. Happy birthday, Barry Manilow. Who doesn't love Barry Manilow? We're 2 for 4.
This guy. I don't
know. Yeah, I don't think I know enough about him to either
at
like.
The Copacabana.
Oh, he sings that?
Yeah.
Does he sing one about the moon? No. Who's.
Frank Sinatra?
No.
Fly me to
no,
the
I know
moon.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys.
No, there's a scene
we're
in
on the air.
There's a scene in Bruce Almighty, long. The guy with the really deep voice. In Bruce Almighty, he like lassos the moon and like brings it closer, and it's the really deep voice song. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, can I want to give you a little chance here.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but whenever there's a birthday shout out, Erin just usually does it and then does a second story because she doesn't follow the rules of news or nope.
Okay.
Bye. No.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Interesting turn of events. Not a turn of events at all. It's been happening forever. But Pope Leo, the new pope, he is 9th cousins, various times removed, with celebrities such as Justin Bieber, Madonna, and Angelina Jolie.
Shut up.
What?
Oh, also, Hillary Clinton and Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
What?
Sound out the big
that
words.
That feels really crazy, right?
Yeah. Then he's like 9th. Yeah.
9 times. I mean, 9th cousins multiple times
I'm
removed.
Sorry? 9?
There you go. But would that mean like we're we're all just kind of related at this point.
That's all, yeah, that seems, yeah, like also, way too many famous people.
A ninth cousin. So like your mom's brother's daughter's in-laws.
Okay, don't even try to do that. Can I just say this out loud? Can I make a show note?
Sure.
Tomorrow we're doing DNA discovery. We have to.
Ooh,
oh, okay.
It's like we just, because now that, I mean, 23andMe just went under, right?
Oh, something. Gosh, yeah. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, but like where you just, people call in and go like, yeah, I found out I had a weird brother. I found out I'm related to like Pope Leo.
Maybe Pope Leo will call. I found out I'm related to Madonna.
We'll have Conan Gray tickets to give away. So yeah. why wouldn't he call?
Yeah.
Because it was just a thing where like, I think Billy Idol found out.
He's like, related to Billy Eilish?
No, Billy Idol found out because like he was a rock star in like the 80s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
he had a kid?
He had a kid he didn't know about. And that, and they've all just, they've accepted him with open arms and it's like a lovely thing. So.
Wow.
To tag on to Pope Leo, did you everyone see the picture of him wearing the White Sox hat?
No.
He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he put on a White Sox hat. He ended the debate. He's like, I'm a White Sox fan, not a Cubs fan. And I'm from Chicago. I'm the Chicago Pope.
Oh, yeah. I see the picture
it's
now.
A huge moment for USA.
Yeah. Here's my little thing about that. He likes the White Sox because for the first time in a long time, thanks to our very own Colorado Rockies, the White Sox will not suck worse than every other team.
That's, wow.
Go Rockies. That's true. We are making history.
Good evening.
I'm sorry. Good evening.
Gen Z is doing something that I agree with as a millennial. They're not opening up bar tabs. They're just getting a drink and closing out.
What's it like to be responsible and boring?
No, that's stupid. You're not going to get just one.
Yeah, I will. Aaron, technically, I'll get zero. But like, I don't want to keep... I'm going to... One and done. I'm good.
That's why they're doing it? Or is it they're just so... They don't trust anyone.
They like, also just might not have a lot of money.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's a tab. Screw it.
That's not how it works.
Trust me. It's how it works. That's what I did.
I don't want to keep a tab open.
Do you understand the bars hate you?
Why?
Because then you're just making us fill out paperwork. You're like, we have to just keep doing it. Can we just do it once?
I'm not going to come back and get another drink, though.
I think that's the only time it's okay, is if you are just one and done. Then you're doing all the steps, and then you're done. But if you're going back and forth,
then
they hate you, yeah. Okay. So as long as they're one.
By the way, we're not going to debate this again. You're a Z. You can't call yourself a Zillennial.
I think she's a Zillennial.
There's no such thing. You don't get to be things in between. There's not... It's the space between...
See, Alex Cooper called herself a Zillennial, mm-hmm. so...
Oh, my God. Okay. I hate to tell you this, but there's more time.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't know how to say her name. Amanda Seyfried?
Seyfried.
I think Seyfried.
She's been the latest out of Hollywood to slam the sequel obsession. She says it's lazy. It's not scary or brave to do a sequel. Okay. It's just a money grab, even though...
She's in Mean Girls 2. No.
She's in Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. She's also signed up for Mamma Mia 3, and she was in Ted 2.
She also requested Sabrina Carpenter play her daughter in Mamma Mia 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I downloaded a new app that I can almost guarantee you guys have not heard about.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if any of you would also download it. Because it
are you trying to like,
what
is this, some weird multi-level marketing thing where you got to get like four people under you and then like we're all selling?
I have these new yoga pants. They're right. In crazy patterns.
You should try my face cream.
Body wraps. I am selling, but that was one of them.
Body wraps.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's like shampoo.
It was like all the rage. They were like you wrapped your body, I think.
And then mm-hmm. what?
I think it helped you lose weight.
Then you come to work. Oh, I do it every
you're
day.
You're talking about the ones that you work out in, like the sweat ones?
I don't know.
No?
I never bought it.
The like waist trainers?
Might be.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. No, anyway. This is not an MLM thing. I'm just...
Is it the Odyssey app? Free for download?
A-U-D-A-C-Y? Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you get the Slacker Show on that?
You absolutely can, yeah.
Are you like past episodes?
And get this, current.
You can listen live.
For real?
Yeah.
On the Odyssey app?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Erica, that's a great idea. I'll download it now. Spell it for me one more time.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay,
that is not the app I was referencing.
You should radio?
Have that one. No. You should have Odyssey on your phone. No, this yes. one is called Court IRL, like C-O-U-R-T IRL. IRL means
okay,
in
you
real
got,
life.
You
slacker.
Got one of us wanted... already. Aaron's downloading
yeah.
it.
Okay, so basically what you do, you download it and then you allow it to have like your location. And each time you go to say a bar or a restaurant or even like a workout class or whatever, you check in there. And then if someone else is on the app there, they can come up and talk to you. And it's not just for dating. It's for friends, networking. Okay. The boys don't seem interested.
I'm not interested anymore either.
Well, you have enough friends. And
I
a
thought
boyfriend.
It was going to be about like...
Court.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is happening in like Adams
you're,
County.
You're crying.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Weird.
Oh, it's like court.
It's like the balls
like
in your court. Wow.
Okay, so here's a weird thing. Can I take a quick little tangent?
Sure.
I had this weird idea for an app. If I say this, then somebody's going to steal it from me. Should I say it?
Are you about to just repeat what I just explained this one to me?
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
But it's like, I'm trying to think of something when I had the idea. It's kind of like Tinder. It's kind of like Hinge. It's like when you go to a restaurant, you can give reviews and you can go like Yelp. You can do different places.
You want to give reviews on humans?
No. Here's kind of. I want like if
Funny.
The bartenders at the cool hangout spots, if you spiffed them, if they had an app, and like they got incentives for reporting and they're like, hey, I'm at, what's your bar that you hang out? Barrel something?
Oh, One Barrel.
One Barrel. I'm hanging out at one, like the bartender at One Barrel goes, there's four hot chicks here and three hot guys. Mm. And then it's like, cause there's not, when you're a single person and you're like, there's nothing like walking in, the bar by my house is called State House. I'm sorry. I don't know if single women have ever seen it.
Well, like, this app will tell you if someone's single. So you could check in there and then it would go, boop, boop. Here's four people who are single who are there right now. Walk up to them right now. So it's trying to promote.
Everybody's
like,
got to get it is the problem.
Everybody's got to get it. And it's really new. But as someone who's trying to make friends, I was like, this is perfect.
You have it.
I have it.
Have you tried
not
like Bumble BFF?
No.
What's that?
That one feels weirder because you are swiping based on like what people look like. I don't know. It feels weird.
Oh, you still swipe on that one?
Yeah, I think so.
I like the one she's talking about because then it's just, it's more spontaneous. But can you go look? Do you look at a map and go, ooh, there's some quarters over here?
You have to just check in there.
Oh, yeah. I like that too because it is a more random and it's also like, I'm here at this time. You're here at this time. Maybe our schedules line up. Like there's a little more.
T-hack. He and his wife could be on it together, look around, and then they could go, that person's on the app. And look, they have kids. We should be friends with them.
Are you not kids?
You're allowed to have friends who don't have kids.
Back at Culver's again. standing check in there.
Shoot. Don't you think it feels swingerish though? A little. You're gonna end up getting propositioned a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think you can put like I only selected for friendship, and you can select friendship, dating, or networking.
Trust me.
Well, I'll let you know if it becomes swingerish, but
trust me.
It's like. You go to, what are the places around here that you like to go?
Halo or Great. Ocean Prime.
So you
Prime
go to Halo
or,
and then you see if there's cute single girls there.
I need you to be on it for a little while because I feel like it feels, with all due respect, if I finish it, I'm dead.
What?
It feels like a loser app. You know what I'm saying? It kind of has desperation. Like, it's like, I'm afraid to just walk up and talk to somebody, so I need to see if they have the same app as me.
Would you like to know if someone was single before you walked up to them?
I would. So if you happen to be somewhere, if you
just want me to do the thing where I text you and go, there's four hot girls here.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is TX's favorite day. We are doing his favorite topic right now. Mundane celebrity encounters.
Ooh.
Now, the mundane.
It
was mundane.
Here's the thing. The mundane is not the celebrity.
The mundane is where they were.
The mundane is the encounter.
Okay.
So like, we don't want to hear you ran into Kathy Griffin because she's like the ultimate D-list celebrity, right? She's a mundane celebrity.
How would you like to be Kathy Griffin right now? She's the ultimate loser.
I think she wears that as a badge of honor. I believe she had a show called D-Listers or something. She was like, knows.
We watched it. My sisters and I watched it.
Yeah, she owns the fact that it's like she never quite got over that hump. But it's not that. It's like you met Tom Cruise. But instead of Tom Cruise going like, hey, what's your name? And you guys jumped out of a plane together. He was just like, what time is it? And you're like,
Okay.
I don't know, it's like 6:30, and it's like,
hey,
cool.
Thanks.
The encounter itself has to be. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would I continue to listen to a show where we're about to hear celebrity encounters of the mundane kind? Because these are badass.
They're my favorite. It's so cool.
He does have a very weird sense of humor, but you guys have to call and make this work, because if it doesn't work, he suggests it almost every day and we give in like once a year. If this goes bad, he has to leave.
Oh,
forever?
What? Yes. Because I keep telling him, people would rather say, I made out with celebrity, and it's like, oh, I was in Safeway and Sammy Hagar was there. I remember having that call. Someone was like, he took me into the bathroom, we made out. It's like, that's not mundane. But if he'd been like, I got to pee, where's the bathroom? And you go, right over there. That's what you're looking for. It's
Do people just walk up to people in Safeway and say, let's go make out?
If you're Sammy Hagar, you do, yeah. You can.
Yeah. I've had a low success rate, but you can do it.
Right. It's not illegal per se.
No, you know, we've done celebrity kiss and tell, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is fun. Like, because celebrities sometimes just make out with strangers.
Good for them.
Right.
Okay. Now, TIAC has suggested we do it today because I believe you've had one recently.
I did. Very recently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went to the airport to pick up my wife. So she had to gate check her bag. So I knew she was going to the baggage claim. So I went to the baggage claim to wait for her. Because the airport's so confusing now.
You parked your car and went in?
Yeah.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
I could take notes, fiancé.
You definitely, if they have to wait for their bag, you go in. For sure.
I don't know if that's standard.
If it is if you love them.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, because in the airport's so confusing, I don't know where to go anymore. It's like they're coming from all over now, it feels like. So I'm like, I'll just go there. So I'm waiting at the baggage claim for my bride. and I see a celebrity and I get kind of nervous because I'm like, oh, that's definitely him. It's definitely him. And then I think to myself, I have a couple options. I could approach. I've got lots of questions, or I could make it mundane.
Oh my God.
And I chose to make it mundane because I love this, because of my dedication to work, really.
You made it mundane?
I did. Yes. The person I saw was David Adelman, the coach of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
Oh, that little nerdy boy? Did he get the job?
He did get the job, yeah.
He's a permanent
coach. He's the permanent coach, yes.
Well, okay. Yeah. Oh my God, he's such a... Okay.
He's not nerdy at all in person.
He's...
When I saw him.
Okay.
So I recognize him. He had a hat on and he had AirPods in, and you tell he's like... And he's in Denver, so it's like, yeah. I don't... I'm trying to get my bag and get out of here, yeah. You know? Like, I don't want to be bothered.
Okay.
So I saw him. And I stared at him until he looked at me. And I, when he finally did, I said, I gave him a little, like a knowing, like.
Head nod?
Head nod. And he gave me a knowing, like, head nod back.
And that was that.
And that was it. That was it. Now ESPN is reporting. He's telling the Nuggets that he actually saw a T-Hack at the airport.
I want him to call in and go, here's my mundane celebrity encounter. Yeah.
But then later, so then he like waited, went to the other side of the baggage claim, and I saw another guy went up to him like, oh, you're good. And then they talked for like 5 minutes. I'm sure David Adelman's a super nice guy, but...
He also may have just wanted peace while traveling.
Yes.
Yeah. He just wanted the head nod.
So I went with mundane, and it was worth it. It was so worth it.
Having the AirPods in is a...
Yeah.
That's the go away.
Yeah.
So we shared a moment, which almost makes it not mundane because it was... We shared that, like...
No, but you still didn't do anything epic.
But it was like, I know. And he's like, you see me? And it's like, yep, that's it.
Okay. Do you get it, Erica?
I get it.
Okay. Well, because the other day when we were doing something, we were doing like animals and you told the cricket story. So yeah. I just want to make sure that you're in the wheel. Like, you understand what we're doing here. It's like, so anyway, there I was. And you're just...
I went to sleep miserable about that cricket story.
I imagine you did.
Yeah.
Because you ruined the show. Hold on. So if you have an encounter as mundane, or maybe a little notch above or below, but you understand, mundane celebrity stories is what we want to hear to save T-Hack's job. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
A few years ago, I went to a festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh.
And
is that Hosea?
Yes. And I got Hosier. VIP passes.
He had
a
festival?
Yeah. He was one of the headliners. It's pretty cool.
Got it.
But I was on stage as Noah Cyrus was performing.
Is this mundane?
And Billy Ray was next to me. And he said, I asked, I don't remember. Did he ask? Did I ask? One of us asked where the trash cans were.
Oh.
I was like, right there.
Yep.
It was almost not mundane because she was on stage.
Right? It was just side stage.
It was mundane because she can't even remember it, really.
Yeah,
it's just like,
true.
I don't know.
Somebody asked for a trash can and the other person knew where it was. And then.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
But that's, I mean, that's.
Also, do those two speak anymore?
Him and Noah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Trev. What's the name of the kid Trevor? He doesn't like?
Well, I don't think Miley and him just started to
figure
things out.
It's the boy that doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Trace.
I was going to say Trevor.
But you don't like this. He was in Metro Station.
Yeah. Shake it.
Thank you. All right. I've got a mundane celebrity story.
Does it involve crickets?
It does not involve crickets, although you may respond with crickets because it's mundane.
Okay. Yeah. No,
Lived in Los Angeles for several years after college.
Okay. Yep.
And I moved into this apartment, and at the end of the street was a really nice neighborhood, which is weird. Not a nice neighborhood in general, but the end of the street, there was a gated neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell lived there. And I wasn't totally certain right when I moved in. And one day I was out for a run. I was in my running stage. And a man with a tie-dye shirt was walking the opposite way from me. And we similarly went head nod. And it was Dax Shepard walking into his neighborhood.
Wow.
And I was running by. Yes. Pretty mundane.
That
is
perfect.
Exactly what we're looking for. I mean, if you do much with the celebrity, TX not going to let you through. It's got to be... It's got, like, your job is on the line here, but you know they have to be mundane.
Okay. Can I tell another one?
When we come back, you can.
I'm dying.
Do you have another one?
I do.
I love these.
Yes, I go mundane all the time. It's the best one.
Can it be a bigger celebrity than the Nuggets coach?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
it is.
He doesn't sound certain.
Okay. Mundane celebrity encounters. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing mundane celebrity encounters to save T-Hack's job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some of the people who've called in, their encounters are not exactly mundane. You said you have one more you wanted to share.
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh. As big as the Nuggets coach?
Perhaps more mundane even. I was at a party and I went to the bathroom and Josh Peck was at the party.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, oh, are you in line? He said, yeah.
I feel like you and Josh Peck would be friends.
There we go.
I think that's an insult.
What?
I hate Josh Peck.
Oh my. I feel like he had such a glow up and he's like,
for sure, but he's annoying AF.
Okay, to be fair, I don't follow him or anything.
Well, what I can tell you is that
who is this guy? I don't know who that guy is.
Randy
Josh.
Okay,
yeah.
He was in an episode of The Last of Us season 2 and we were all like, why is he here? And then something happens and you're like, thank God.
I haven't watched season 2.
Imagine he dies.
Okay.
All I can really tell you is that he was next. That's all I know about him.
Are you in line? Dude, here's the thing. He has mastered the mundane part of it.
Like, you did it on purpose.
Yes, of course. Like,
because you think that
you're like, he's like, I'm just in line for the bathroom.
Right, and they love it when they're like, and I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah.
And TX gives them that moment.
Rhonda?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you got?
So mundane. Dog the Bounty Hunter lives in Castle Rock or Larkspur, and he was at the Castle Cafe in Castle Rock.
Okay.
And I was walking in, he was hanging out outside, and I just looked at him and I said, sup, dog? And he just said, hey.
I love
these stories, man.
Yeah.
These are so good. That's all that happened.
Sup, dog?
These are the worst.
I'm going to say that
to
Josh
Peck
next time I see him. Sup, dog?
Thank you, Rhonda. Mary.
Yay!
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
Well, coincidentally, this has to do with Dex Shepard as well.
Weird.
I used to work at a car rental place up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and he came in to return his car, and I said, I love your podcast, Armchair Experts, and he just looked at me and said, cool.
He said, you should listen to the Slacker Show on the Odyssey.
Really, Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Don't get fooled by that old Odyssey word.
That's also funny. So this was more recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Thank you. Cool. It's like, this is so anti what we want on the show. It should be. So, okay. Jay?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened?
So I was 19 working at a little restaurant at the base of Steamboat Ski Area, and Bill Murray was staying at the hotel, apparently, came in, was eating, and everyone just mobbed the poor dude, and kind of like, hack, I didn't want to be that guy. So yeah. I was bussing tables. I just walk over and say, may I take your plate, Mr. Murray? And he just looked up at me like, what? You're not mobbing me? He's like, yes, please. You know, just totally casual, but I didn't want to mob him, man. It's wrong.
Can I take your plate, please?
Yeah. Oh,
Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray,
that's
with
sweet.
Respect.
It's cool. It's mundane. It's what he wants.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Jay. I don't know why. I have anxiety about this.
What?
I know, because I just want...
Is
I know
bad?
We want it to...
No, I know, but I'm kind of getting the... not... Where it's like...
Secondhand embarrassment?
Not that, but it's like, I know you don't want me to call you out, so it's like the... I don't know how to describe it. Where it's like... I'm doing you a favor by not bringing attention, but I'm going to say, hey, Mr. Murray.
Like, sup, dog.
Yeah.
Sup, dog.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right. Annie?
Yes.
Yes. Yay. Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
All right. So I was with my boyfriend at the time and his dad at a casino in Arizona. And I was hanging out at the bar just drinking a soda because I was with a DD. And this guy comes up and he's like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, all right, I'm all right. How are you? And he's like, I'm drunk. And I go, well, that tends to happen at, 1 a.m. on a Friday night. And he goes, can I buy you a drink? And he's like, I said, no, I'm I'm the DD, so I'll pass, but thank you. And he said, okay, well, thank you very much. Have a great night. As he was walking away, this flock of girls just start surrounding him. And I'm like, holy crap, that was Charles Barkley.
Not to be confused with Gnarls right. Barkley, right?
No, Charles the basketball player. It was right.
See, that's mundane. She didn't even know who he was.
But that encounter was more than mundane because he wanted to buy her a drink. I feel like
I turned him down.
Turn him down. So it's you're on the verge of mundacity.
It's a good argument. I'll see what you're saying.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yai.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
I had just graduated college. I went to a bar in Lakewood and walked in, sat down, turned next to me, and Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious series was sitting right next to me. Super nice guy. He was there with a friend. Only interaction we had was he asked me for some napkins at one point. I just handed it to him and then went back to watching TV.
Why are you cracking up?
Yeah.
He asked for some napkins.
All these stories end with, so yeah.
That was that.
That's what I love about it.
Tiffany?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
All right. So I was in a restaurant with a friend, and it was on a Sunday. Football's playing. This big, huge guy is leaned up next to the railing next to our table, and I keep telling my friend, I know that guy. I've met him before. So finally she's like, just fine, ask him. So I turn to him and I say, hey, you look really familiar. Do I know you? And he turned to me and he said, I'm Evander Holyfield. And my mundane is going, oh, okay, and turning back around.
There you go. You are. All right. Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't often have umbrage with fast food places.
Oh, boy.
But Wendy's?
We love Wendy's. Don't do this.
I love Wendy's, too. I spent a lot of time at Wendy's.
Chicken nuggets.
I was there this morning.
Might be the elite chicken nugget.
Take it back.
What are you going to fight me?
Take it back.
Oh. No, tell me. Because some
Chick-fil-A, duh. It is, there is not a chicken nugget that can even,
you know, are real chicken. I don't really consider those are a different ballpark than a.
Think Wendy's are real chicken. Wendy's doesn't do that weird pink goo. Isn't Wendy's real?
I believe it's real. Yeah, I think it's real for sure. It's like, but they have more of a shape to them. I think the Chick-fil-A is just kind of like
whatever the shape the chicken was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the. These are more nuggets. I know what you're saying. Thank I know you. Exactly what
yeah,
Erica's
like
saying.
Yeah, like a classic fast food nugget, Wendy's, over McDonald's.
Well, duh.
Oh, sorry.
Because McDonald's doesn't count, but I like.
Well, Wendy's is good. They have the spicy ones that are really good, and you can get them in the different sauces now, too.
Oh, yes. Do you know what just happened?
What?
Now we're praising Wendy's, so whatever your beef ball was is over now. Okay, so what's your problem with Wendy's?
They have a commercial out.
Oh.
And I'm not alone. A lot of dog owners, especially Erica, dog owners.
Erica? Why'd you say Erica twice?
To get her on my side.
Oh.
She has a dog.
And I'm obsessed with my dog.
Owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know the way I'm a dog owner versus you.
Obsessive and weird versus normal.
So that's like the McDonald's chicken nugget. Yeah, we're like the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm Chick-fil-A.
I understand ratchet. I'm I don't think I'd call myself a ratchet.
Well, no, you didn't. That was me. This is my voice. Can you tell? Now you talk.
Ratchet.
There you go.
Wendy's has a commercial where it starts out. The very first part of the commercial is the Ring doorbell, the sound effect.
I don't have the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, but it's a
bong, dang, dong.
More of a chime, like, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, text in 303-222-5423 if you've heard this, because dogs are going crazy. They hear the door chime, and they go nuts.
But those must be dogs who live in a Ring doorbell household.
For sure.
Because if Swanson heard that, he'd be like, you know? He's pretty dumb.
Yeah. So this is kind of a class issue amongst the dogs. Is that what you're saying?
No, but it's... So what do people want? They want them to take it out of the commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're one of them?
I agree. I think certain things shouldn't be in a commercial. And a doorbell.
Buddy,
chime.
You are on shaky ground right now.
Why?
Because you're on this show. And you know how many complaints we get about.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's weirdly fine.
No, it's not fine. Because somebody's in their car right now and they're like, oh, crap. This is the other one. I've never told you guys this. Sometimes when we're just sitting here and like a song is playing.
No,
I should
you
not
throw sound effects in.
I definitely do that.
You're a bad
I know
person.
And you know what? This is one I'll throw under songs all the time. Oh, this is my favorite. Ready? The idea of people reaching for their console trying to find their phone because it's just
who puts their phone on vibrate anymore?
Who puts their phone on a sound? You psychopath!
Yeah, no, mine's on silent at all times.
Oh,
but
no,
silent
vibrate on.
No.
It doesn't vibrate.
You know, I have nothing. My watch.
What are you talking about?
My watch will tell me if someone's calling me.
You're like, the more things we learn about you, the more I can't imagine why we hired you. Like, that is a crazy person talking right now.
Just to have it on silent?
Yeah, it doesn't vibrate at all. If you get a text, it doesn't.
No, no.
So it's on your nightstand and it doesn't like, and you're like, oh, crap. My mom needs me. There's trouble at the old mill. Is it Lassie?
Oh, well, at night, if I'm sleeping, I turn it on loud.
You are so backwards. Yeah.
Because then if someone needs me, they can call me.
And then I wake up in the morning to put my PJs on. It's backwards.
You are definitely doing it wrong. But I mean, here's what I'm saying. I think if you're letting entertainment medium into your house, into your life, mm-hmm. we're allowed to mess with you. We're allowed to like,
no.
What like
about
right now.
TV shows or movies, they can't have ding dongs or knock, knock,
yes.
knocks. Thank you. I don't know why I didn't just make the
yeah,
sound.
I don't know. Knock, knock, knock was great.
Knock, knock, knock.
I guess, I don't know.
That's the way she does it in backwards land.
I stand at someone's door.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate the face you made.
She's standing on my front porch in her PJs.
Knock,
what are
knock,
you doing?
Knock.
I think sounds are okay in commercials if they're not like specific. Like this is the Ring door. Like if you have a Ring, you know this sound.
Yeah.
And just like I hate when there's an alarm clock in a commercial. Because I don't. Why would I ever buy your product if you put an alarm clock in it? I hate my alarm clock. Everyone does.
What if the product is an alarm clock?
Yes. Yeah.
Then so I'll believe you that it works. No, I don't want to hear
it. What sound effects should be illegal then? So we think.
Doorbells.
Doorbells for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Siren, we get a lot of complaints about.
Yeah.
So even if it's a fire truck. Oop, there's a fire truck behind you.
There's
what
that.
Else?
Yeah. The alarm clock. That's the big,
like,
huge one. Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Not that.
Not that.
No.
Oh, I know which one you're, yeah.
The phones have like a certain one that you're like, yeah. Why? Now I just heard that you just ruined my night. Crying baby. I've had other things ruined from a crying baby.
Relations?
Yes.
But that's because your baby was actually crying, right?
No. No.
Oh.
We were
oh.
in the living room. We were getting handsy. Commercial plays that has the baby crying. Or no, it wasn't the baby crying. It was a little kid saying, Mom. Mom. Like calling from upstairs. I was like, all right, I'll go check on him.
So everything should be banned.
Yes. Yeah. Put it on silent. Like Erica does.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's real boys versus girls in here today.
Yeah. Boys, 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 boys.
Oh, we don't have to chant because we're just right.
Do you know what the fun thing about boys versus girls in a radio station is?
Hmm.
I can turn their mics off.
Ah. Maybe they were chanting. You just couldn't hear them.
Okay, so there's a list of celebrities who found out their partner was cheating. And it got us talking. I don't think we need to go over this list as much as we need to go over. Erica thinks that all men are hogs.
Not all men. Not my fiance. Yeah.
Which I just want to say, I've heard men are pigs. I've never heard men are hogs. And it somehow hurts more. I'm not a hog. It does hit harder.
Piggy,
but I'm not a hog. Like,
I mean, the one that's got us all shook was, and I had forgotten about it, but Hugh Grant.
I had never heard this.
He was with Elizabeth Hurley. They were like the power couple. He was in every single rom-com produced in the 90s. And then she was just...
Was she like a supermodel at the time?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then she was in, was she in Austin Powers yet? She had like crossed over.
Oh God. And then he picks up a hooker and gets caught.
Yes.
Not even just caught. He got arrested on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Doing
the act.
Yes. Without being a person, I'm sure I'll get in trouble for this, but there is no comparison between the woman he was paying and like, and so we're in this fight in this room, like, you have Elizabeth Hurley at home.
Right. Why are you looking anywhere else?
What are you doing, man?
I also want to point out this entire list is women being cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with men?
So you're saying that women don't cheat?
I'm not saying that.
They don't get caught. That's why we don't know about
that
it.
That is 100%.
Wait, that's what you think?
It's not what we think.
Yeah,
because
these are just dumb guys getting caught.
Dumb guys.
Estimated,
and women are smarter.
Estimated 13-16% of married women report having cheated. For men, it's about 20.
That's not that big of a difference.
But I will say this. It's because men, like in the survey, a guy walked by and was like, oh yeah, I've cheated. And women are like, no. And they had. They were there with their side piece.
There's 0% chance that more women cheat than men.
Okay. I would say you definitely don't get caught. And we...
Well, and I think it's also different types of cheating. I think women are more likely to have emotional affairs, whereas men have physical.
I think that sounds right.
Can we explain to the women in the room why we're not hogs? Or why, if you think we're hogs... why it happens.
So, okay. This is not an excuse for bad behavior because I am not a cheater and I don't believe in it. But I think guys are not used to turning a woman down. It doesn't happen.
So we someone comes up to a married man in a bar and he's like, say less, let's go.
Kinda.
Kind of.
Ew.
That's why I said it's not an excuse for the behavior, but it's never happened. It's never, a woman has never, ever, ever approached me and propositioned
me. But there are so many other things where that have never happened that you're able to handle.
How many times have you gotten hit on?
Today.
Only by my fiance.
But it's true. If you go out, you know that's part of going out is I'll probably get hit on. Someone will probably try to buy, they'll at least try to buy me a drink. They'll try to dance with me. They'll try to get my number.
It's true.
They'll at least try. You can shut it down. I'm not saying, but they'll at least try. That doesn't happen for guys.
It just feels like weaponized incompetence.
No.
Oh, it does, because it's
those
like
you know you're not allowed to say those words to him.
I am aware. I use them delicately.
Like, I feel like both of you aren't hearing what I'm saying. I'm not saying it makes it okay. I'm saying
I think definitely not.
That's why they're not used to saying no, and especially when you've been saying no to getting hit on since you were 13,
so even a great
14?
Opportunity comes okay. along for you, the no just flows right out. Like
a great opportunity to cheat?
Sure. Or not even cheat. Say you are single, but like no matter at any phase of your life, wedding ring on, wedding ring off, single, happily attached, it just happens to women. And men, it's like the starvation diet. Like at
but
a certain
do
point.
Do you love your significant other?
And also,
are you getting
you're not
enough?
Starved if you're with someone.
Yeah, are you getting all you need out of that relationship?
Sometimes if you're not getting enough, it still doesn't make it right. But men,
can't stress that enough.
And I totally understand.
It's just you're just like in this. It's why a guy would eat a donut on the top of the trash, because it's like
I would do that left too.
A donut there. Hold on, it's hold like on. Like there's a. It doesn't look like anybody touched it, and it's on the top. It's not even in anything else. So like opportunity when it arises for men, we more often than
I
not
hate that though because.
Jump.
I know. You can say no. You can
we
learn
can,
how to say
no. We
can,
but what if that's our one shot?
You have a
it's
wife.
Not
you don't
your
have a wife
shot either.
Well, and I think especially what I'm talking about is these guys. These are all celebrities. So these men have reached a level where 99.9% of men will never reach where women approach them and are just like, hey, I'll sleep with you. You're Ashton Kutcher. I'll sleep with you.
Yeah.
That does not happen in the wild, period.
And then that is the women, like I bet Ashton Kutcher, in your example, has said no a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody just like, holy God, amounts of hot. And he's like, man, I might just have to, eat that donut.
Do men need lobotomies or something? Because
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I want you to understand. I want to piggyback on what TX saying. I don't think. I don't think. It's conscious. I think it's
open your brains, boys.
But we can't.
Yes, you can.
Our junk sometimes is more powerful.
And I'm saying you were stronger than your junk.
it's a different when you've got that testosterone coursing through you, it's a different thing. If you ever
and
met a 14-year-old boy, it's a different level. It's a thing. It just is. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that you can't make the right decision because you should make the right decision.
You should, and men should.
And that's the
real
ultimate,
men should.
And that's the ultimate power over yourself is when you are able to make the right decision. That's good. Do that.
So what would you both with sons tell your kids? Ugh. Tell your sons about, hey, by the way, that's not really a thing that we should be doing.
I would say what I just said. Like, you have to overcome it. I know what you're going to be going through, and you're going to be looking for... you got to overcome it.
Eat the donuts.
No!
Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I am gathering my thoughts because I'm very angry.
Are you angry at me or you're angry at these people?
I'm angry that you think this is not a big deal.
I can demonstrably prove to you that this is not a big deal.
Demonstrably?
Oh my God.
No,
I know. Add it to the stack.
I know what the word means. Okay. So there was a woman on Reddit who was writing about how she's pretty upset because she and her husband just got married. They planned this beautiful honeymoon in Italy, the Amalfi Coast. Interestingly enough, that is where we are thinking of honeymooning.
Interesting enough, that's a popular tourist place right now, a destination
Thank you.
Place.
Okay, well then, the issue is, they then find out that her husband's parents planned a trip the exact same dates in the same place.
Uh-huh.
So now their honeymoon is kind of with her in-laws. To me, this is like such a no-no that I would ask them to change their trip.
She did say they haven't booked anything yet, but the in-laws 100% knew their plans, so it seems like they totally picked
those
dates. Uh-huh. I wouldn't be, I don't know. I don't think I've done super this. Upset just want, about it.
You know, with the plethora of marriages, I've done this.
Well, only two.
Don't I don't know. It's still a plethora. Don't,
what do you
I
mean?
Done.
You went on.
She might not know what plethora means. Hey.
You went on a honeymoon with your in-laws?
Huh? Not my parents, but my brother.
Well, that's not your in-laws, but.
But it's like her. She had to go with some of my family, and we had a great time.
Where'd you guys go?
Mexico.
And to what extent were they involved?
Here's the point. Can I ask you this, Erica? Are you making enough money that when you go on your honeymoon to the Amalfi Coast, are you renting a whole section of beach?
You know damn well that I'm not making enough money.
So other people are going to be there.
Other people are going to be there, but no one that I feel responsible to hang out with.
You don't
no
have
one
to hang out with anybody.
Yeah, you can just, but you know when it's like you're, if it was my fiance's parents, I would feel so guilty.
That's
being like,
you. That sounds like a
not.
You problem.
It's not a me problem. It's a they knew when our honeymoon was and they booked a trip the same
right,
time problem.
Because then every once in a while, if you want, you can go do an excursion with them or not, or don't.
Or have a dinner together or...
it's your honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm with Erica on this one. Why would you want to go do an excursion with them? Why
I
would
you be making
why would
out?
You want to leave the villa at any point?
Okay.
It's your honeymoon.
Okay.
You know what
then
happens?
If you stay,
you know what happens, man?
I do. I've done it a bunch.
Okay. Again, he's been married twice.
Okay. If you don't want to leave the villa, don't leave the villa. Problem solved.
But you know, or maybe only T-Hack knows, there are parents who would be like, don't you guys want to get dinner? Yeah. Hey,
no,
did you
no,
want to get
you
dinner?
Set up boundaries.
Do you want to rent a boat together? Do you want to have a beach day? Like, no.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, I loved my wife that I went on this honeymoon with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, these were brothers that I was speaking to.
Oh, boy.
We hung out socially before we got married.
Yeah.
And then we got married. And then, like, we had gone to Mexico together before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just... In Mexico, we spent tons of time in the villa.
Okay.
And then eventually you come out, you come up for air and you're like, let's go get some coffee. And then you're like, well, this is like, you want to play cards or something? Because you're sitting by the beach and like, you're like, let's play cards. Well, are card games fun with two people?
Yeah.
Not
we,
really.
We play,
play Go Fish.
We play gin at least once a week.
Is it
just
more
the
fun
two
with
us.
Four people?
You can't even play it with four people.
Okay. We play games that are like, and then all of a sudden, oh, there's Scott and Terry. Oh, let's just, and we had fun. And then it's like, where are you guys going for dinner? Well, we're going to hit this restaurant. Oh, okay, well, we're hitting this one. Bye. And then like,
okay,
you have
you said,
built-in friends.
Yeah. You hung out socially with them prior to this.
Yeah.
If it's your in-laws, like your
yes.
mother and father-in-law.
I hung out socially with them. All I'm saying is.
But do you really want them being like, oh, what were you guys up to all day? You know what? Banging.
Right. Yeah. Okay, let me just ask you this. Did you go on a honeymoon yet?
I did, yeah. We went to Martha's Vineyard.
I'm not
quite Italy. But.
No, that's beautiful.
This could be a huge swing and a miss on my part.
Okay.
But I'm going to say a lot of people, honeymoon or vacation, when they get there, they kind of try to make friends while they're there. Like you're at the pool and there's another couple and it's like the two dudes are kind of talking and the girl's like, oh my God, we should do a spa day or whatever. And you just kind of make friends while you're on vacation, even your honeymoon. What if you had built-in friends on the vacation? Like built-in people you already know you like that you can choose to spend time with or choose to not spend time with.
You're not getting me.
Would it be different if like, because I know that you're really close with your siblings.
Yeah.
Would it be different if they went on the honeymoon
be
with
you? Careful.
I think that it would be different to have siblings than parents. And that's what I was trying to say to you, is you don't really hang socially with your parents. I would not want any of my parents there. And I would not want my fiance's parents.
I don't want anybody. I don't want friends. I don't.
Yeah. Also on my honeymoon, no friends.
But you didn't want to make friends while you were there?
No.
You've never been on a vacation?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No,
we're like,
I'm serious.
You do go do an excursion and that one couple is there and like they're laughing. And then the next excursion you do, you're like, same couple, and you're like, ah, I saw you on the dolphin tour, and it's like you kind of talk.
Vacation and honeymoon are two different things.
They're not, because I banged just as much on both.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so there's a hummingbird story out. I can't even believe this show will talk about anything. Sometimes we're just desperate enough to talk about. You're killing hummingbirds if you have a feeder, I'm told.
There's more to the story than that.
You're supposed to, like, I guarantee you, the people I know, okay, who has a hummingbird feeder under the age of 70? No, like, hummingbird feeder is an old person thing to do.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a specific version for hummingbirds. I've heard of bird feeders, but what makes it a hummingbird? No, a hummingbird
feeder is like red liquid, right?
Yeah, I think it just, I don't think it has to be red.
I think it has to be red. I don't think they can see that. I think they.
It's just sugar water because the leaves are red. It's like the red tube with the yellow leaves on the outside, and it's got sugar water in it.
Sugar water, that's what it is.
Because
really
they have the long beaks to go into the flower to get the dew.
Don't you feel like everyone knows what a hummingbird feeder looks like? And DHAC's like, did not know it existed.
I cannot picture it. Am I supposed to be able to picture
it? Yes. And I'll just tell you this. I just want to say they're the most, I think they're beautiful. I think it's when you see like National Geographic.
Oh, the blown glass ones are beautiful. Yeah.
When you see them do like a hummingbird in super slow-mo,
yeah,
it's an unbelievable sight. Mm-hmm. If a hummingbird is anywhere within 10 feet of you, it's like Mothra. It's the scariest.
And they're big compared to, what's a Mothra?
It's Godzilla's enemy and they fight in a movie.
Oh, I was thinking like an average moth.
No.
So I was like, yeah, big moth.
But I will say this, moths, same thing. Why do we like hummingbirds and we don't like moths? Like, I don't like either one.
Okay, well, but hummingbirds are much more beautiful.
They're not. They're twice as scary. Because a moth kind of goes like, I'm flying and I'm trying to do this. And a hummingbird's like, vroom, vroom, vroom. It's like a drone.
Yeah.
They move in this like weird.
Hummingbirds, they help the flowers.
Great.
I don't think the moths do that. I don't know what the moths do.
Okay. Do you know what else helps the flowers?
Hmm.
Mosquitoes. Do we like them?
Do they have
I think they pollinate. Look it up.
I don't know.
Also, a lot of these do have red liquid. So you are correct about that.
I know the bees do pollinate.
Yeah.
And I like the bees. They're fine. Yeah.
So
I
do mosquitoes.
People getting...
Certain species of mosquitoes pollinate.
Ta-da! But we hate them, right?
Yeah.
So why can't I hate on hummingbirds a little bit? As I do with all birds.
What are hummingbirds doing to you?
Well, they scare me because they're
But they're not biting you.
Yeah, but they don't. I don't feel like they're in control of their pattern.
I think they're more in control of their lives than any of us in the room.
Okay.
Aren't they like the only bird that can fly backwards or something?
Could be, because they can fly. Yeah. They're like a Harrier jet. They're like, they can just move any which way. Anyway, off air, we were discussing this briefly when TAC said, I got lots of bird feeders at my house.
We do, yeah.
We feed all the birds.
We have at least three that I can count. Three
Forrest,
feeder.
Do you understand how much bird hatred there is in this room?
Yeah, I know. That's why I've kept it pretty tight to the vest.
I'll support you on this.
And we have a bird bath, too. We have purposely designed our yard to be a haven for birds.
You know what a bird bath
is? That's terrifying because it's also bird such bath? A small yard.
They're so cute. We had one growing up, and then they'd just be in there going like,
yeah.
You know, like rubbing.
You know what grows in bird baths?
Poop.
Mosquitoes.
Oh.
Mosquitoes. They breed in there. Standing water. You're going to have more mosquitoes in your backyard. Look it up. I'm throwing out facts and I've been 2 for 2 today. So
don't you think watching a bird give itself a bath is kind of like watching a puppy?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think it is.
Wait till their house is covered in poop. You guys are so...
You've never woken up with the windows open and heard the birds chirping. It's the best way to wake up.
Okay.
Well,
I know, I'm kind of with T-Hack.
I know, okay. Fine, number 2.
I was going to draw you a picture.
I'll give you that actual, point.
Fine. In fact, I already have one halfway drawn here.
Oh,
let me finish
gosh.
Off the little hair here. Okay. Never mind. Why do you like... Did you intentionally hide this from me and Aaron? Because you know how much we hate birds.
I do know how much you hate birds, yeah. Which is fine, but my wife has the garden in the backyard. She likes the flowers. She loves the birds. And so this is a way we invite them into our home.
Don't the birds destroy the garden?
Yes.
No.
No, they just fly around.
Like
is it only flowers or is it like fruits and veggies or something?
She has herbs and stuff growing, but not.
Yeah, you're fine
she doesn't
there.
Have any veggies.
Okay. Triple dog dare you to plant strawberries. You'll never get a single strawberry. I'll go out there and it's like, oh, that one's starting to turn red. It's like by 2 days from now, Noah, Mia, let's go out. We hold our little hands. We go out there. Gone! Bird's just like, ah.
You don't put a feeder out, they would be so damn hungry.
He's got a good point.
Or
you're starving
know.
Them. What do you expect?
Okay. I just want you to know, tonight, on my way home from work, I'm hitting Home Depot, I'm hitting Lowe's, I'm hitting every place I can. I'm buying wind chimes. I'm going to buy so many wind chimes.
That's different.
It's not different. Yes, it is. It's exactly the same. He hates wind chimes. I hate birds. See, I have kept myself from buying wind chimes. I find them soothing.
You guys don't live together.
But we're going to.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of somebody getting arrested for... This is something everybody in this room does all the time.
What?
I'm doing it right now. And I could be arrested.
Talking? Sweating?
You'll find out.
Being nervous.
Sweating?
Yeah, that felt...
Stop guessing and let T-Hack do his thing.
I wasn't guessing. That's what Erica said, and I was just very confused.
I have a story. If you're going to pull off a heist, maybe use the bathroom first. Oh. First. Before.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pittsburgh.
You don't say.
What is that? I don't really like Pittsburgh. I'm thinking of Philadelphia. Never mind.
Okay. You don't like the Eagles?
Their sports fans are... Well,
they're Steelers. They also have a team. So you can, if you don't like...
Okay. It's the Philly sports fans that are really intense. Anyway.
They are very intense, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So this was a casino in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
A man was initially arrested for trespassing because he tried to steal $4,000 worth of alcohol from the casino.
There's more better things to steal. Okay.
So they caught him. He's being taken into custody, and he said, you know what, fellas, before we do the whole rigmarole, take me downtown.
Yeah.
I've really got to go to the bathroom. In fact, I'm going to go blow up that bathroom, if you know what I'm saying. And they said, oh, sir, okay. So they let him into the bathroom.
Okay.
Where he lit a firecracker and quite literally blew up the toilet.
Oh, he meant it.
He meant it.
He meant, I'm going to blow up the bathroom.
He meant it. Yeah, an employee was treated after the explosion for minor injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Expected to be fine, but now the man is facing charges of arson, theft, and I didn't know this was a thing, risking a catastrophe. Don't risk it.
Normally, when I'm in the bathroom, I like to do a lot of the...
What? Did they not send like a cop in with him?
I would. Yeah, you'd think they would have someone in there.
Yeah.
But they just let him do his business.
Right. Hey guys, I don't know if you heard it, but like moments later, Erica got it.
Took me a minute.
It did. My story also not from Florida. It's from Austria. If only there were somebody famous from Austria that we could do their accent.
I did the jump up!
That's German.
That's Germany. No! What are you, some kind of idiot?
I am going to pump you up.
I don't know what you're doing. Yeah. That's so weird. What are you doing? Anyway, since none of us can do an Austrian accent, I guess. Oh, Austrian. Put another shrimp on the barbie.
No!
Rice up lights. Rice up lights.
You Jackman.
A man in Austria was recently detained by police. Police said the man had behaved provocatively and uncooperatively during an encounter with officers. Apparently, he broke wind loudly in front of police. He was fined $500.
Are you kidding me?
For malicious farting.
Oh, honestly? Man.
Yes, for breaking
all
wind loudly.
All men need to hear this, because how many times do you think it's funny to just like walk upstairs and like go like...
Never? How about never? I don't find that funny at all. Yeah. About that dinner party you guys were having. No thanks. I'm not coming. What? Do you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
No! Arrest her. It's my fiance.
All right. Anyway, those were all the stupid people we could find.
That wouldn't get you arrested.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.